AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home, skilled nursing, and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and Dare to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, Dare to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 25th of June. 78 degrees on our way to 98 today. Another heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. here this evening. Heat index readings will be in the 105 to 107 range once again today. So don't overexert out there on this Tuesday. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Bryce Kessler. He's the director of the Kansas Shrine Bowl, and activities are, well, not that far away, so it's a big Shrine Bowl weekend this weekend. Bryce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on again, and you're right. We're coming in full force here starting today. In fact, our band camp will be arriving here in Emporia today, and then we'll be off and running.
How gratifying is it to be at this point where it sounds like you're transporting folks, but you're really into the short strokes of the prep, and then it's game week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. At this point, the planning has been done, or if it didn't get done, it's not going to get done, kind of a thing. And now we're excited to be able to welcome all of our campers and our Shriners in the local community and show what we do and why we do it, and have a great week, even though the weather, of course, decided to go. The hottest it's been all year this week, but that's, I guess, we've come to expect that. So hopefully everybody can bear with that, and we'll have a great week here in Emporia.
Yeah, this isn't anything you haven't seen before, you know, this time of the year in the state of Kansas. And what you mentioned, band campers, what about the cheer camp? Are they here this week, too?
Yeah, they'll get here tomorrow. Okay. So yeah, band arrives today. They'll check in, and we'll have 178 band camp kids on campus. And then tomorrow, the cheerleaders arrive, and there'll be 182 cheerleaders coming to campus at Emporia State tomorrow. And then our football teams, they've already reported to camp. The East team, they have camp over in Ottawa at Ottawa University, and our West team has their team camp out in Hayes at Fort Hayes State. So those two teams have already checked in at camp, and they've been practicing for a couple of days already, and they'll all get here to town to Emporia starting on Thursday.
You mentioned here about the numbers on the cheer squad. Are these numbers pretty comparable to years past when it comes to cheer, the football roster, and also the band?
Yeah, so the band and the cheer are that's kind of the ballpark. It always fluctuates, plus or minus a few, but that's kind of where those usually hit. And football rosters are actually a little bit bigger this year. There's been four added players per side, so there's 44 guys on each side of the East and West roster this year, so that's up from what was 40 the last couple of years. They added a couple more players just to try and provide a true two deep positionally across both sides of the ball to help alleviate the need to try and have a couple of guys learn multiple positions. These guys all come together and try to learn new systems, new schemes with the coaching staff, and they have, I say a week, but it's really about 4 days to learn it, because the last couple of days of that week are spent doing a lot more of the other activities and stuff that isn't really practice time. So that can be a challenge, and so adding a couple extra guys to try and alleviate the need for guys to try to learn both ways, both sides of the ball, was one of the reasons we added that.
In Kansas Shrine Bowl Director Bryce Kessler joining us here on our primetime newsmaker. 7:21, 78 degrees. Let's talk about some activities that will be happening up prior to the big game Saturday night at Welch Stadium here in Emporia. Let's see, you got golf tournament coming up Friday, right?
Yeah, golf tournament Friday morning out at Emporia Golf Course. There's still a few openings in that tournament field, so if somebody wants to come out and golf in that tournament, we can certainly have you. If you have a full team of four people, that's great. If you don't, if it's just you, or maybe it's just you and a buddy who wants to play, then you can still sign up as an individual, and we'll get you a team to be on and have some fun and raise some money and for the kids and have a good time out on the golf course.
Then all the big Friday night light, basically the Friday night activities. What a list you've got going on here.
Yeah, the Friday night All-Star Showcase this year, it's going to feature all of our different groups performing, the band and the cheerleaders will be out on the field at Welk Stadium performing and having a good time, and they've got some fun stuff planned within their camps to just showcase the talent that they have in their groups. The football teams will be introduced, and we'll hand out a bunch of awards for our top fundraisers and some the different awards that the team themselves vote on, like the leadership awards and stuff like that. So we'll recognize those guys and girls as well with the cheer and the band that night. And Chance Encounters coming in, a band out of Topeka. They're a high octane party rock band. It's going to be a lot of fun Friday night on the Next Tech Wireless stage there at Welch Stadium. They're going to perform live to kind of put a cap on the night. So should be a lot of fun, that event presented by Farmers Insurance, Leah Smith Agency, one of our many great partners who help us, put on events like this for the community, for our participants, for their family, for the Shriners who come to town to really make it a fun week that both celebrates the kids who are a part of it and also our patient ambassadors. And we'll have those kids out there Friday night as well and get to hear a couple of their stories. So if anybody there here in the community or surrounding area is looking for something to do on a Friday night, the tickets are only $10, and you can buy those at the gate as well. So you can come on out Friday night and have a night of fun with us out at Welch Stadium.
Concessions, beer available there. So it's going to be a fun night Friday night at Welch Stadium. And it's not a big Shrine Bowl weekend without a big parade, and we have one happening Saturday morning. Right, Bryce?
You bet. 10 o'clock is when that parade is set to start right downtown here in Emporia. It'll run 12th to Commercial, so it'll go south starting right there at the edge of campus at 12th and Commercial and run south down to 4th and Commercial. And it's a big parade. It's a fun parade. The Shriners go all out. They love a parade, and they love to see all the kids out there and the smiles on their faces and all the crazy things that they'll put through that parade and the different contraptions that they've come up with. And it's a lot of fun, and you're going to see a bunch of vehicles in the parade from Clint Bowyer Autoplex, one of our major sponsors for that parade, along with Visit Emporia. So we're glad that they've helped support that parade, and it's going to be another big Kansas Shrine Bowl parade Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, public invited. Do not miss it. They put on a great parade. Shriners are second to none in parading. There is no doubt about that. And what do you have, kind of a reunion activity Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, so we always invite all of our alumni who have played in the game and coached in the game since 1974 when it began to come back and be a part of it every year. And we'll bring them out on the field during halftime of the game on Saturday night to recognize our alumni who have made it back. And so Dynamic Disc headquarters out on Overlander Street here in Emporia, they're going to host a little game day reunion. It's presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, another great partner who's helping make some of these events happen. And so we invite anybody who's in the area or from wherever who has played in the game, coached in the game, been a part of it to get a ticket to that. It's just $15 for a ticket, and that ticket includes food and drinks and axe throwing and some other stuff. And a custom alumni disc that Dynamic Disc is creating for our alumni in the red and the green, the east and the west. So, if you want to come out to that, it's 1 to 4 on Saturday, and we'd love to see some of the faces who have been a part of our game over the last 50 plus years now, 51 going into this year's game, and welcome them out to that event.
All right, and then, of course, the big event, 51st Annual Kansas Shrine Bowl. Game time is when at Welch Stadium, Bryce?
Yes, 7 o'clock. I guess 7:05 is set for kickoff for that 51st Kansas Shrine Bowl presented by Mammoth, and we encourage you to get out to the stadium early. 5 o'clock is when the gates will open, and our pregame stuff, all the different pregame recognitions and the band and the cheer and everything that's involved in the pregame ceremonies, all the player introductions, all of that will get started. Usually it's about 6:20 when that kind of stuff starts going, so we encourage you to get out there early. There'll be the big apparel booth you can check out while you get to the stadium early, and just enjoy the day, enjoy the evening out there with us for what's always a fun night with the Kansas Shrine Bowl, and looking forward to another another good one here, East First West, and the cheer performs, the band performs. Again, we'll have our hospital ambassadors out there to introduce you to them and just have a great night.
How important is it to have a full house? Because I know in years past when the Shrine Bowl has been here, Welch Stadium fills up pretty quick. How important is it to have that?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously love to see it from both aspects of, you know, being a fundraiser. The more people that buy a ticket to come out and support the game and support the athletes, everybody, it helps us in that regard. So certainly we love that. But even just, you know, anybody who's played not just football or even the sport, if you've performed of any sort, you'd love to have a packed house to perform in front of. And I know these guys are excited to get out there and put on a show, and our band has got a great show ready to go. Dr. Woodworth there at Emporia State is director of bands for us this year, and, you know, he's got a great show planned for the halftime performance, and, you know, they love to have a big crowd to perform for, and the cheerleaders, the same thing, you know. And so yeah, we'd love to see a big crowd out there. Hopefully the weather is nice, and it's an inviting night to come out and be a part of that. And tickets are available right now as well online, KansasShrineBowl.com/tickets. So you can go ahead and purchase your tickets now, but if you're wanting to wait and see what you're thinking on Saturday and decide to come out, you can certainly buy tickets right at the gate as well. So I hope to see a big crowd out there on Saturday night to not only support all of our participants, but support our cause as we look to raise as much money as possible for Shriners Children's.
Well, and let's talk about the children's hospitals for just a couple of minutes here, Bryce, before we let you go, and all the fine work that those hospitals do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they provide all the services that they do for the children who are up to 18 years of age. They provide those services regardless of the patient and their family's ability to pay. And it's with fundraisers like the Kansas Shrine Bowl and other fundraisers that you may see out there that the Shriners are putting on. It's with the money raised by those events that allows that to happen and allows these families to get the care that their children need without that burden of how can we afford it, you know. And a lot of kids who have gone to, for I guess a lack of a better term, a regular hospital, that probably is not the proper way to say it, but you know what I mean, as far as they might go somewhere, they just don't have the specialty and the expertise maybe with the doctors there to be able to treat something. And so that child's told, well, you're just going to have to, you know, get used to living with that or like that, or, you know, you're never going to be able to do this, or you're probably never going to be able to do that. And you know, we hate to hear that. We hate to have kids have to hear that. And so we want them to be able to get to Shriners Hospital and get some of the care that has taken those messages that many of our patient ambassadors have heard, that they're not going to be able to write their name, or they're not going to be able to walk normally, or they're not going to be able to run and play sports. And then, you know, after being able to get into care at Shriners Children's, all of a sudden they are being able to do all those things that they were once told they weren't going to be able to do. And so it's super important for us to continue to do that and to continue to provide for these families and these kids who need the care that Shriners Children's Hospitals can provide.
Well, we want to thank the Kansas and the Shriners Children's Hospitals for all the great work that they do. All of the Shriners for all their hard work. And you, Bryce, good to have you in town here this week. And we hope we have a great fundraising week and a lot of fun events, all to raise money for an outstanding cause, the Shriners Children's Hospitals. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, if I can, can I just give a shout-out to some of our Emporia sponsors real quick? I don't know if you're up against a break, Ron, but I just want to, you know, thank the Emporia community. And, you know, another event that I didn't mention, it's Nextech Wireless. They're having a community kickoff on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock at their place. And, you know, this is a kind of a for the community to celebrate the Shrine Bowl that's kicking off. And so Nextech, I know they've been out there, Nextech Wireless, letting folks know in the community that come out and join them for that. There's going to be some food and drinks there, and we're going to have some of our band kids and cheerleaders and our football captains and coaches out there at that event. So that's 5 o'clock on Thursday evening this week at Nextech Wireless, and they've been a great supporter of ours. Also, IHOP here locally, they're providing a camp meal for our band and cheer teams. The Clint Boyer Autoplex, we talked about, the Saturday Parade sponsor, and have helped provide our staff some wheels this week while we're in town. Dynamic Discs, of course, Champions Landing, they're hosting our football team social event on Thursday night. You guys here, KVOE, and the support you've given us in promoting our events and going above and beyond to share with your local community. Prairieland Partners, they've provided some tractors and trailers to haul our football teams in the parade. We've got a number of host city all-star sponsors, what we call them, that have have gone a little bit above what the normal is, if you will. Flint Hills Towing, Gourmet to Go Catering, Sweet Granada, and Pizza Ranch have all stepped up in that regard. Of course, the Emporia Community Foundation, they provided us a generous grant to help give back to the Emporia community while also supporting our camps. The Emporia Masonic Lodge, they've been awesome as well. They're feeding our band campers tonight, in fact, out at Wilson Park. Visit Emporia, they've done a great job of helping piece together all of the moving parts that make this huge event happen. Walmart has done some great donations for us, and providing for our campers food, water. And then Emporia Stay, what a wonderful host for our camps and our events. The facilities are just top-notch there at ESU, and we couldn't be more happy the support we've gotten from Emporia State, and we're so excited to be on their campus and be a part of this. So I'm sure I've skipped over somebody, and I apologize, but you know, it takes so many people and so many moving parts to make an event of this magnitude happen and make it a success. So we do want to, you know, really thank the Emporia community for once again welcoming us to town, and hope that everyone will come out and take part in some of our events this week, see what the Shrine Bowl is about, see what the why we do what we do, and help us make a difference in the lives of those many children that will benefit from the money raised by this week's Kansas Shrine Bowl.
I'll tell you what, Bryce, we're excited to have you here. Keep up the great work, and we'll be in touch.
All right, Ron and Chuck, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great day. That's Kansas Shrine Bowl Director Bryce Kessler. In town, Kansas Shrine Bowl. Chuck, plenty going on already.
Plenty going on. Lots to culminate the week here as well, and we'll cover it all here for you on KVOE. We want to let you know that Friday's Newsmaker Spot, 720, really closer to 725, given the Feel Good Friday, and our garage sales, that'll be open for a little bit yet. Hope to get that filled here before the day is out. And we also do have several dates that are already claimed for next week. So if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, call us at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is a busy man, Public Works Director Dean Grant. A lot of ongoing projects and several upcoming projects that we'll be highlighting tomorrow.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live and Local, 734, 78 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy.